Welcome to That Jeep Show. We hope everyone has had a great weekend. I know mine was super busy. I moved my oldest daughter back to college. It's her third year. And I really didn't get to do much of wheeling, but I did go on a Jeep ride and I did go on a hike. But the wheeling part, it was kind of non-existent. What about you, Vince? How was your weekend?
It was a long weekend. You know, I worked at my parents' house. I didn't get to do any wheeling either because, you know, I know you know, but our listeners probably don't know, but I recently lost both my parents. They were elderly and I lost them. So been doing a lot of just taking a little time to myself and kind of breathing a little bit best I can. But I was working at their house this weekend cleaning.
Yeah, that's good to always take a little time. You know, here lately, I feel like, I don't know if you've noticed, but I've kind of been not really existing on social media much. I kind of needed a break. Just, I don't know. Do you ever get like that? Like you just need to step back and take a little breather sometimes?
Yeah, I definitely get that way. This year with, you know, with everything going on, plus the Utah trip and just everything else, I've just been kind of overwhelmed. So I've taken a step back myself. I really haven't done a whole lot social media wise at all for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, and it's okay. There's nothing wrong with that stepping back. I think sometimes we get so focused on trying to get like the perfect picture or perfect view or whatever it is. And we lose focus sometimes of what it's really about.
Yeah.
And I think social media sometimes is really bad in that way because a lot of times we see the best of everything. We don't ever see the worst. And I think it does mind tricks on you. You think, wow, they got the perfect Jeep or the perfect life, perfect marriage or whatever it may be. But in reality, nothing is perfect. It's only what you perceive to see.
That's true. Yeah. And a lot of times you don't know the whole story. You know, like you're saying that the perfect relationship or the perfect Jeep or whatever it is, you don't really know the struggles that person has behind that, those pictures, you know, and I know we all have struggles, but it's a perceived perfection, I guess, is the best way to put it.
Yeah, exactly. And I think whenever you feel yourself getting drawn into that, it's time just to step back, refocus, and take a break.
Definitely.
So that's kind of where I'm at. I've been hiking more and, of course, jeeping and all that stuff, but I haven't really been posting a whole lot of what I've been up to. And I think that's okay. Not everybody in the world needs to know everything going on in your life. So,
right. And one thing that I've realized through all this, you know, through this whole process and things is there's a lot of people out there that say, you know, hey, I've got your back. You let me know if you need anything. And then they're really not there for you. You know, there's a lot of fake people, I guess, and social media, I think, brings those people out, and you think that you're real good buddies with these people, and really, you're not, you know. And I've struggled with that a lot lately with some people that I've known, and I'm just trying to distance myself a little bit. Does that make sense?
It makes total sense, and you have to. And again, it's all perception. It's like, if your Jeep is not a certain build or, I don't know, maybe it's a company or whatever it may be is not a certain thing going on. It's like people kind of, they want to use you and it's crazy how it is. Oh, yeah, they got your back, but where are they when you really need them?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And I'm not putting down the Jeep community. It is the most amazing community there is. But like with everything, you always have those type of people that are fake.
Definitely. You know, I kind of put people in categories. I know it's not the best thing to do, but I have friends that are social media friends. And, you know, that's the only way I know them is through social media. And then I've had friends that I've met through social media that have become really good, close friends of mine. and I can talk to daily. I can let them know how I feel about things, and they, I hope that they feel the same way. And I'm glad to have social media for that reason, because some of these people I would have not met in my normal life. You know, they live in a different state or what have you. And I'm kind of weeding through those people, I guess, you know, looking at things in a little different perspective now. So you just got to kind of look and see the whole picture, you know, I guess is the way I'm looking at it, I guess.
Right. And I'm so thankful. There has been like so many awesome Jeepers that have inspired me, and guys, you know, that has motivated me. I've made several very good friends from being involved in the Jeep community. So there is all these positive aspects, but there's also a lot of negative ones that nobody really talks about. And it can affect you mentally. If you're not at a good mental state, the minor little things can really affect you.
Definitely. So
I think it's important to take a break, get your energy back, get your mental state back of where it needs to be. And then that's when you can do the most effect to help somebody else.
Definitely. Yeah, I agree with that totally.
Yeah. But my weekend, so we moved back into college, my oldest daughter, and we kind of had this tradition, and it's not a good tradition. So her first year of college, the first day, she broke a mirror. Okay.
Well,
we moved her out, and I broke a mirror on the last day. So we kind of had this reoccurring joke going along. Well, what are we going to break this time? So last year, it was really uneventful, but this year, got everything loaded up in the vehicle and stuff, and we broke down.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So it was kind of a crazy day, but it all ended up well and everything. So we kind of joke around, oh, what are we going to break now? But
Yeah.
So my weekend was hectic, and I don't know why this is. So I move her out, and then I just decide, oh, okay, it's time to remodel the whole house. So that's kind of what I've been doing this entire weekend.
Yeah, that makes sense. Makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah. We've just been, you know, like I said before, I've been working. I work at my parents all weekend, but my wife, the West Virginia Cookie Queen, she has been busy as a bee, working, getting ready for Cookie Con, which is coming up in Orlando, Florida. And next week, I guess she leaves Sunday, and it's some sort of big competition, kind of like what we have with our Jeep invasion and things like that. But this is all just cookie stuff, and it's going to be on Food Network and everything like that. And she's super excited. So she's been like, I don't know, just focused on doing that, you know, and I've been trying to stay out of her way pretty much.
Well, that's awesome. Give the queen best of luck for me. I know sure she's going to do awesome. We'll have to post something about that on our page.
Yeah. I'm sure we could definitely link up with their, they do have an Instagram. I don't know what it is. I assume Cookie Con. I don't know. Just Cookie Con, I guess. I don't know, but she would know. She's not, I could ask her and we could find out.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Well, I know there's going to be a lot of traveling going on this week. We got the Smoky Mountain Jeep invasion going on. And I hope everybody that gets to go has safe travels. And if you're going to the Jeep invasion and this is your first time going, hey, let us know what you thought about it whenever it all wraps up. And tag us in those pics. We're thinking about starting to post some more Jeep pics of our listeners. It will mainly be Jeeps. It really won't be like a whole lot of people or anything like that. I mean, every once in a while is okay, but tag us in that Jeep Show at Instagram. You can also email us @thatjeepshow@al.com and we will get those posted up.
Yeah. And I would say the more unique, the better. I want to see some unique stuff, and not necessarily old, unique Jeeps, but maybe a unique item that you've flexed on, or unique background or something like that. I like looking at the cool stuff, not just the same old over and over again.
Yeah, exactly. So that's a challenge, guys, from Vince. Get those unique picks into us and we'll get those posted.
Yeah.
And obviously, everybody that tags, we won't get to post because we do have a panel that goes through the pictures and picks out what will be posted. But we'll definitely shout everybody out that does tag us in
Yeah, for sure.
stories or something. But we'll definitely be posting those unique picks.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
And for all those going to the Jeep Invasion that haven't been there, or if you have been, I don't know, go to I think it's Station 35, I think is what it's called. It's an awesome place to eat. It's a brewery. They have obviously the moonshine and stuff, which Tennessee's known for, but they also have vodka, I think, and tequila that they brew there. But their wings are amazing. I fell in love with that place last year. We had to go there like every day. I was driving everybody crazy, but that place is the place to go. I'm pretty sure it's Station 35 is what the, I think it's 35, but it's station something.
Awesome. That sounds like
Yeah.
a great place.
Yeah, it's a
Oh,
great place. Yeah.
and I want to mention too, I don't know if you guys are like aware of what's been going on, but they had a major flood down there in Waverly, Tennessee. We just want to send out our condolences and our thoughts and prayers to those people affected by this flood. I mean, what a devastating turn of events out of nowhere. So we're
Yeah,
thinking of you guys and, sending all of our prayers and love.
definitely. I've been seeing video of that. I just can't imagine. Definitely praying for everybody involved in that.
Yeah. All right, guys. And after this quick break, we will be right back. Welcome back to that Jeep show. Okay, Vince, you know how obsessed I am with Black Bear Pass.
Right.
Anybody that knows me knows this.
Yeah.
And I love hiking. So I kind of wanted to give some fun facts and info on a trailhead off of Black Bear Pass. And I want to thank Kane for sending me the awesome picture of Bridalveil Falls. It's the tallest free-falling falls in Colorado. Its private-owned historic power plant sits at the top of the falls. The power generated provides about 25% of Telluride's demand for electricity. And the plant still contains its original 2300-volt Westinghouse electric AC generator, one of the oldest generators still in operation. So if you like me and love hiking and exploring all different things, make sure to check that out if you're in that area.
That sounds interesting for sure.
Yeah. Speaking of trails, we have some fan mail.
Oh,
Yeah, I think we
okay.
need some kind of theme music, to answer all your fan mail.
All mine, maybe ours, maybe. I think it could be like maybe the Jaws theme or something.
That would be fitting. That would be. Okay, Vince. KL writes, Vince, what was the hardest and easiest trail you encountered at Utah?
Oh, wow. So I ran four different trails out there. We ran the Fallen, the Ledges, 777, and Milt's Mile. And the day that I broke on the Fallen, which was my favorite trail, and that's a number nine trail for Sand Hollow. It was ranked number nine. And that trail was probably the most technical, but I loved it. That was the one I wanted to do, with everything that I had in me, right? So I broke that day, so I didn't get to run the Ledges trail, which is a number seven, rated seven. We went with Artec Industries and ran the 777, and it was super vertical, I guess would what be the best way to say it. A lot of climbs, vertical climbs and things. It's also rated a seven. And then Milt's Mile was rated a seven also. I got to ride on it. It was kind of tippy and vertical, kinda, I guess. I would say Milt's Mile was probably the easiest out of the week, with the Fallen being the hardest. But and it just kind of, that's what they ranked to. The Fallen was a nine, the others were sevens. But but as far as technical ability goes, The Fallen was it. Triple Seven is the one that has the shoot that everybody talked about, the shoot, and you see the shoot on, you know, TikTok and on YouTube and stuff like that. That was Triple Seven. I got to ride up it with Troy from Arrow Lids and his buggy. We rode up the chute and then we came back down the chute, and it's pretty cool.
Did you video it?
I videoed the going up part. The coming down part, I was kind of holding on. I was a little bit worried about what was going on.
That's funny. Awesome. We'll have to see that video. I don't think I saw that.
Well, it's on my TikTok, and I think I shared it on Instagram. If not, I'll put it on there.
I'll have to check that out.
My TikTok is Constant Sorrow Jeep, so if anybody wants to come and check that out, there's just some goofy videos on there.
Are you lip singing on there?
No, not yet. Not yet, because I think that's getting ready to happen, though, because you know the song Man of Constant Sorrow?
Uh-huh.
That, yeah, well, I think I might do a lip sync to that, because that's my Jeep is Constant Sorrow, and I'm the man of Constant Sorrow, so I may do that if I can get the guts up enough to do it.
Do it. If there was any perfect song out there, it would be that one.
We'll see how it goes.
Come on, do it, Vince, do it. I'll be an instigator. I'm horrible. I want you to do it so I can post it on our page.
Oh my goodness.
We'll go viral.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Well, it depends on how good of a weekend I have coming up this weekend. That video might happen, but we'll see how it goes.
Well, I hope that answered your question, KL. We also got some other fan mail, and I'm really not sure, Vince, how to answer the question I got. I will read a portion of it, but not all of it. So I got asked, what basically do I wear out on the trails? Well, yeah. Obviously I wear clothes, but you know, I hate to disappoint everybody. I'm sorry. I'm not going to be wheeling around in a bikini everywhere. No, I just dress like in boots, pants, and a shirt or tank top. Nothing spectacular, glamorous, or anything like that. Sorry to disappoint you guys. Nothing special there. I hope that answers your question.
Well, that actually brings up something that we haven't touched on ever, but how do you dress when you go on a trail? You know, what's a good thing to wear? You know you're going to get sunburnt, right?
Right.
But I always carry a sweatshirt with me because usually in the evenings it's cold. Mm-hmm. Do you wear pants every time you go out, or do you wear shorts?
I do. No. Yeah. I hardly ever wear shorts. I've always wore pants and boots.
Yeah.
I mean, occasionally I have wore heels, but not very often. I mean,
right.
Come on, let's get real. Them pictures with the heels on the trail on Instagram, come on. They're staged all the time. Yeah. You're not sitting there running around in heels and a short dress on the trails.
Right.
I mean, I'm not anyway, so I'll throw that out there.
Most people I've seen ever doesn't dress like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean,
yeah,
like you said, let's get real.
Yeah, let's keep it a little real. And a tank top or t-shirt, you know, I'm all casual. I think comfort is good being on a trail. And the reason I wear boots a lot is because you don't know what you're going to encounter, where you're going to be at, like the terrain. And mm-hmm. I feel most comfortable in my boots. So that's what I wear.
I've started wearing like just hiking shoes, like the tennis shoe type hiking shoes. Mm-hmm. Especially in the summertime when it's hot, because I can wear shorts with those. And in the wintertime, I'll wear boots, you know, obviously. But, yeah. And it kind of depends on where we're going, I guess. If I know I'm going to be in an area that's a lot of rocks, then I'm going to have to wear shoes appropriate for that area. If I'm going to be in an area that's no rocks, just mud, then obviously you wear like muck boots or what have you. I think it depends on where you're going, maybe.
Yeah, I agree with that. And a lot of the area I go to is water, rocks, and just terrain like that. So that's obviously why I'm always wearing boots, you know. Mm-hmm. But there was one time I did have some flip flops on, and let's just say that wasn't so fun. So, yeah, I ended up barefoot. But, yeah. which that's good. I like to be barefoot out in nature, but not, you know, 10 inches deep in the mud.
I'm saying that.
But anyway, so if you guys have any fan mail for Vince, come on, for Vince, you can, or me, you can email.
Yeah, either one of
them. At thatjeepshow@al.com. You can contact us on Instagram at thatjeepshow. We also have a Facebook page at thatjeepshow. But I don't know, Vince, so what all else did you do this weekend? Was there any Jeep events or anything you attended?
Oh, yeah. Actually, we had our monthly Jeep night for the West Virginia Jeep Club. We team up with Buffalo Wild Wings here in West Virginia, and we do the last Friday of every month leading, well, from May through October, we have a big outdoor event there where we just flood the parking lot. We bring our RTI ramp. We have, you know, giveaways and things like that. This past Friday, we actually had a local band here that, Bent River was their name. Just two old boys with acoustic guitars up there singing. And I'm telling you right now, if they were in Nashville, they would have been signed to a contract right on Friday night. Cause it was amazing just hearing them guys. And I was blown away by them. So I appreciate those guys coming out, and they might have an Instagram or something. I'm not sure, but, it was Bent River. So you could look them up, I'm sure. But, yeah, that was a good time. My vice president is moving of the club. So he's moving to Washington, D.C. So we had a little celebration for him, cake and things like that. I made him get up and give an unprepared speech, which he really loved to do. But but I'm the president, so what I say goes, I guess.
That's right.
But it was a good time for sure.
That sounds like a good time. So do you guys have any upcoming events coming up in the West Virginia Jeep Club?
So September 11th, we have the Freedom Fest, which is going to be close to Beckley, West Virginia. Petrel is what the place is called. It's Boy Scout Camp, Boy Scouts of America Camp. And that is the whole weekend, September 10th, 11th, and 12th, I believe. Shenandoah is going to be there. It's going to be just a big celebration of freedom, basically. There's going to be AMA Motocross is going to be there. We've got some people coming out to do demonstrations on camping, overlanding, things of that nature. It's going to be a good time. This is the first year for it, so a lot of planning's been going into it for about a year. We've been planning this thing. So if anybody goes and they see some where we could improve, please let us know, because we're trying, you know, to make this a big event. But for right now, it's just the first year. So
that sounds like a really good time out in West Virginia. You guys make sure if you're in that area, go check it out.
Yeah, definitely. Come and look us up.
All right. Well, I want to do some shout outs tonight. Sure. I know we touched base on the first part of the show. It's kind of talking about breaks, mental breaks and stuff like that. I want to give a huge shout out to Heathen Army Fitness. Those guys over there, they are my brothers, and I care deeply for them. They're a bunch of great guys, and I want to give them a special shout out, because there's been many, many days they have motivated me and helped me along the way. So if y'all are on social media, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, check them out. Subscribe to their YouTube channel. They are an awesome bunch of guys. I know they've been fighting some illness here lately, and they're starting to feel better and on the mend. So go check them guys out. Also, check out Legendary 1941. It's a great classy feature page on Instagram and 1941 Life. And I want to give a special shout out to Will out in Colorado at beastmo.customs. He's a vet. It's a vet-owned business. And go check him out. Vince, shout-outs?
I would give a shout-out to West Virginia Jeep Club, of course. Come and check us out on Instagram, Facebook, online at JeepNWV. That's JeepINWV.com. That's actually has our calendar and everything on it. Give a shout out to the official 304 Jeep Club, which is our brothers and sisters in the northern part of the state here. Shout out, all as always, to TNT Customs. If you need anything built, anything made for your Jeep, go check them out, TNTCustoms.com, or you can find them on Facebook or Instagram. You can use code TM11 and save 10%. They have free shipping within the continental United States. Another thing about TNT is when I was in the fallen trail that we were just talking about, I got pinned against a rock, and I have TNT fenders on my Jeep, and it was making a god-awful noise. I mean, it was horrible. And we came out of there, and I thought, man, I just tore the whole side out of my Jeep. And all it did was just scratch those fenders a little bit. Nothing a little bit of spray paint couldn't fix. I mean, I couldn't. I was like, wow, that's amazing. So super durable parts. So go check them out.
Definitely. And that's really some good, useful information right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing like that firsthand experience out on the trails whenever you're repping a company and their parts get put to use.
Right. Yeah. I was really amazed. I mean, I can't say enough about their products.
All right, guys, that's our show for tonight. We hope you enjoyed it. Make sure to tag us on Instagram at That Jeep Show with your Jeep unique pictures. Vince, what do we got to do?
Keep it Jeep.